USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A year after raising the alarm on the open southern border, California Republican Representative Kevin McCarthy on One America News says things are getting worse, not better.
Because what's happening, not only does he have an open border, President Biden, allowing all these people illegally in, we now have fentanyl, enough fentanyl in America to kill every single American seven times over.
Former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, after refusing to comply with a subpoena from the January 6th committee, is now facing voter fraud charges in North Carolina. The complaint alleges Mr. Meadows registered to vote in 2020 to an address he never visited. President Biden and China's Xi Jinping are set to speak on Friday. The White House has warned Beijing not to assist Russia's invasion of Ukraine, a claim China denies and will be clarified when the two talk. Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
I need four more of the brisket carnitas, two burnt end platters, three...
The kitchen at Kai's Barbecue is firing on all cylinders.
Greg, help me bring this to the pickup counter.
He needs food runners who can hit the ground quickly.
86 on the chicken and we're short-staffed. Let's pick it up.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
The National Transportation Safety Board reported last night the driver of the pickup involved in a fiery head-on collision in Texas that killed nine people, including six University of the Southwest golfers, was only 13 years old. President Biden's Supreme Court of the United States nominee, if approved, may need to recuse herself from one of her first cases.
At her Senate confirmation hearing next week, Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson will immediately face calls to recuse herself from one of her first major cases she would hear as a justice, a challenge to Harvard University's use of race as a factor in undergraduate admissions. Jackson, an alumna of Harvard College and Harvard Law School, currently sits on the university's board of overseers that provides counsel to the university's leadership on priorities, plans, and strategic initiatives. From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
March Madness basketball tournament upset last night as Kentucky lost to St. Peter's in overtime. USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke.
Fort Laramie.
Have gun. Will travel.
Frontier gentlemen.
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Indicted Representative Jeff Fortenberry, the Republican from Nebraska, is blaming his indictment on bad cell phone reception. In a phone conversation with a donor, he was informed $30,000 may have come from an illegal source. The congressman said he didn't understand the content of the call. The FBI says he's lying. A lawmaker in D.C. says Russia is funding environmental groups across the United States to advocate against American energy independence by pushing the Green New Deal so Russian oil will become the world's choice. Senator Kevin Cramer, the Republican from North Dakota, on Newsmax Thursday.
Russia's involvement in spreading disinformation through the non-government organizations disguised as environmental groups in the United States is not a new story. This is something that we've known for some time. In fact, in 2018, a House committee found evidence that this was happening. Senate, under Democratic control, leadership admitted as much that Russia was spending money in the United States to push us toward the Green New Deal. Mm. And at the same time, that opens up markets for them to sell their dirtier fuel. So that's why I say what's not benefiting, of course, is the environment. Because frankly, opening up markets for Russia to sell its dirty energy while we are not in that market is like taking a bath in a pig pen.
James Webb Telescope officials have announced its mirror segments are now aligned and is near operational status. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.